from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The godfather of Atlanta sports radio has now stepped in the building.
I ain't come to me to say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather.
It's Wednesday in the morning shift.
It's Wednesday.
And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, Steak, I've got several friends from Alabama. They have told me Birmingham, one of the most underrated, underappreciated food towns in the entire country.
Birmingham's on a roll. Birmingham is on a roll for sure.
Craft beer as well. I was having that conversation with my other day.
You know, Greenville's already 3 or 4 years into their conversation. Lexington, Kentucky, a lot of young chefs in that area. A lot of these college towns, because like the parents come in, they don't come in like once a year. They come in like 5 times a year. They stay all weekend. So if you're like a top young chef, you love to be in these college towns. And Birmingham, obviously, with Alabama games, is rocking.
Yeah.
Downtown Birmingham.
Downtown. Right? They brought the Barons back from Hoover and put them in downtown. And then they obviously, the UAB stadium that just got put in there is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, thanks for sharing, as they say. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, man, just living the dream.
Sorry, I don't know a lot about Birmingham over here.
How was Rusty's appearance? Because I was there getting ready for my show.
I'm trying to figure out how much NIL we have to throw him to actually poach him from the steakhouse. Oh. You know, how much NIL we have to, you know what I mean? Like the recruits?
You better stay away.
I could have beers and talk to Rusty for 7 hours, easy.
Most entertaining. This is going to be pretty entertaining this morning. So, obviously, it was a huge week for the Falcons. Arguably the best 24 hours from a transactional standpoint in the history of the franchise. They have a pretty outstanding track record when you look at the NFL in terms of signing guys and trading for guys and certain transactions that have really worked out over the past. And then there are 3 or 4 just absolute disasters. So I thought we'd take a look at that. By the way, Steve Bartkowski, they traded up to number one to get him, right?
Get him out of Cal,
So that was a trade to get to one. Michael Vick, that was a trade to get to one. So both those guys, those were trades. Julio Jones, that was a trade. They had to trade up to get Julio Jones. Those are three of the star players in history that all were a virtue of a trade. Michael Turner, let's talk about free agent signings. Michael Turner, spectacular. Almost won us a Super Bowl. They go out and knew exactly who they wanted. I think back then it was Bones that Arthur Blank used to go to. Now I guess it's moved to Chops. But the famous dinner at Bones with Michael Turner. The Alex Mack signing, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, he was
that was
a good player.
A good one, dude. Alex Mack was a beast, dude.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, that was a bit. That was huge because
what's going
missed.
On there? Is that just like an offensive lineman jealousy thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I don't have any
it's weird that he would be lukewarm on on an offensive lineman signing because normally he's oogling, goggling.
The other guys you brought up, I'm just saying their tenure was a little bit longer.
I know. Okay.
Alex Mack was,
but he is a big impact. Warrick Dunn, obviously massive free agent signing. Two kickers in Falcons history. Absolute up there, maybe top five transactions. The Morton Anderson, right, pilfering from New Orleans. And Matt Bryant, when I was going off on Young Weku, I was like, let's be clear. They had a kicker here. We had a kicker here for many years that never missed. North of 50. I don't even know what his number is. You would know better than me. But that guy never missed.
He came out of the field, you just went and got your beer.
It was unbelievable. Dude, that guy's foot and consistency for Matt Ryan.
Matt Bryant, I have a picture at home where my belly button is actually on top of his head after he kicked a game winner against Oakland, I believe it
was. How many game winners, including Tony Gonzalez's only playoff win of his entire career?
I wish I could tell the full expletive-laden comment, but Richard Seymour was up at the line saying, hey, you're going to miss this. And Matt Bryant, in a few chosen words, said, shut
before
up.
Or
he
after.
Said, watch this.
Oh, right.
Yeah, drained it, dude. It was like a 55-yarder, I think.
But you got to give credit. A lot of big transactions. There's a couple that stand out as the disasters. And this is number one. I added it on my list, number one. They looked at Falcoholic, whatever they had it as well. It was 2011.
Yeah, I know exactly who
you're going
to say.
Not only was he the worst person, one of the worst human beings in Falcon history. I hope he doesn't live here and beat my ass.
Who cares?
Ray Edwards.
Yes.
Came to town as the most arrogant, over-the-top, condescending jerk and the worst signing. Five-year, $30 million deal. It was five games into the second year that they just released him outright.
On a Monday.
I was in
what
the,
Mike, remember this?
Yeah, I was
you were there?
Yeah. I know exactly why he was let go, and it was not a pretty end to his tenure. And
he was not.
Everything you're saying is true.
He wanted to get into modeling.
He had a calendar. Him and his girlfriend or fiance, and dudes. I mean, he's essentially wearing a banana hammock. I mean,
he was. He was wearing a slingshot.
Let's just call it what it is.
How much can you tell us about what a jerk off?
Everything you said is true. He's the guy, and I think Bo brought this up, actually. He's the guy that rushes to the front of the plane when you land. I mean, he was that guy. Nobody liked him, including the front office and the coaches, which is why I think Monday after we played New Orleans, it was like, we're done.
Was there one final incident?
That Sunday before, and like I said, we played New Orleans, there was an incident in the locker room where he kind of comes after people, and he's just like, you know what, we need to cut back.
The other guy that gets a bad rap, I don't know, Peerless Price, when he came here for Michael Vick, we thought we'd found the number one receiver that Michael Vick needed. He had 1,200 yards a year before, 94 catches and 9 touchdowns.
Real quick, do you ever look back on that and say it wasn't all Peerless's fault?
100%.
What we know what Vic was as a quarterback?
Yeah, he's not an accurate passer. He's not in a great passing offense. He had Eric Moulds in Buffalo on the other side of him, right?
Yeah.
And he came here. He had three touchdowns in both his years here, and then only had 60 catches one year and 40 catches. He took a lot of heat, probably a little bit unwarranted. Ray Edwards deserved all the heat he got. And then Tyson Jackson, actually. Was it Tyson Jackson, the big guy?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring up Donte Robinson, who I love.
Yes.
But he made a lot of money, and a lot of people were like,
he couldn't cover.
He also kept knocking himself out. I mean, that was his biggest problem. He hit so hard, he knocked himself out. Don't forget Paul Solia as well.
Yeah. Anyway, way more on the positive than the negative.
Quick one before we go to break. As a Braves fan, the 80s were terrible. 1989, Nick Kosaski in Boston, 30 homers, 108 RBIs. We thought we had a savior. He comes to Atlanta. Plays maybe 10 games, vertigo. Never the same.
I was in Vegas 15 years ago with my buddies, and maybe it was a bachelor party. We were taking a drive to an adult establishment. They were driving us there. Our driver was Nick Kosaski.
No.
Wow. That was the job.
Really?
His wife was a dancer. She moved out there, and he was driving folks to the club. Nick Kosaski.
God, I love you that you have a companion Nick Kosaski story to go with that. Absolutely fantastic.
His wife, people will know, was a very attractive young lady, and he was driving folks around to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.